Unit 31. Imagination. Imagination is the ability of the mind to build mental scenes, objects, or events that do not exist and did not happen in the past. Imagination makes it possible to experience a whole world inside the mind. It gives the ability to look at any situation from a different point of view and enables one to mentally explore the past and the future. Everyone possesses some imagination ability. In some, it may be highly developed, and in others, it may occur in a weaker form. It occurs in various forms, one of which is daydreaming. Though too much idle daydreaming may make one impractical, some daydreaming, when not being engaged in something that requires attention, provides some temporary happiness, calmness, and relief from stress. In your imagination, you can travel anywhere in the speed of light. It can make you feel free, though temporarily, and only in the mind, from tasks, difficulties, and unpleasant circumstances. A developed and strong imagination does not make you a daydreamer and impractical. On the contrary, it strengthens your creative abilities and is a great tool for remodeling your world and life. This is a great power that can change your whole life. It is used extensively in magic, creative visualization. When you know how to work with it, you can make your heart's desires come true. Imagination has a great role and value in each one's life. We all use it, whether consciously or unconsciously, in most of our daily affairs. We use our imagination whenever we plan a party, a trip, our work, or a meeting. We use it when we describe an event, explain how to arrive to a certain street, write, tell a story, or cook a cake. Imagination is a creative power that is necessary for inventing an instrument, designing a dress or a building, painting a picture, or writing a book. The creative power of imagination has an important role in the achievement of success in any field. What we imagine with faith and feelings comes into being. This means that we should think only in a positive manner about our desires. Otherwise, we may create and attract into our lives events, situations, and people that we don't really want. This is actually what most of us do, because we don't use the power of imagination correctly. Lack of understanding of the power of the imagination is responsible for the suffering, difficulties, failures, and unhappiness people experience. For some reason, most people are inclined to think in a negative way. They do not expect success. They expect the worst, and when they fail, they believe that fate is against them. This attitude can be changed, and then life will improve accordingly. Understanding how to use your imagination correctly and putting this knowledge into practice for your own and others' benefit will put you on the golden path to success, satisfaction, and happiness. Thank you.